Did most people in here pray one time or another in their lives? How many times have you prayed, Dino, and you never got any answer? Right. But think of it, I bet you prayed sometime and have got an answer, right? Now that time or two that you really got an answer, was it a casual prayer or was it a prayer with strong intensity? Right. The times you really got an answer was a time that you created the point of attention. If you don't create a point of attention when in your invocation, well, very little will happen. This is why many people pray and pray and pray and nothing happens, because they do not create the point of attention. Without the point of attention being created, a prayer is just a spoken word that is dissipated and nobody pays much attention to it. Not even the higher lives. The higher lives, of course, the Holy Spirit within us is aware of everything that goes on. But even the Holy Spirit, even Christ, is subject to the laws of the universe. And one of the laws of the universe and the laws behind prayer is governed by the point of attention. You have to create a point of attention to get a response to an invocation. You're not really invoking without a true point of attention. Think of something that you accomplished that was really important to you. Maybe it was like studying for a test you had to pass, maybe in college to be able to get an A or whatever. You study, and finally you reach that point of attention where you know you're going to get the A. You know you're going to pass. You know you're going to get the B or whatever it is that you're searching for. But if you just read a couple pages, made a casual study of the notes, you're not going to invoke an A, are you? Now, if you're petitioning to get a response from Christ and his associates, and you just make a casual D's worth of effort, or maybe just a C's worth of effort, you've got to make an A or B's worth of effort. You've got to create a point of tension, a point of tension around that evocation. And without that point of tension, our words are just like kind of words you're speaking to your friends at work. Not much more power than that. And you won't get much more response than that. But here's the thing to take in consideration, is that with spiritual matters, people seem to have the idea that, you know, sometimes spiritual principles work, sometimes they don't. You just don't know what's going to make it work. Sometimes you get an answer to a prayer, sometimes you don't get an answer. Sometimes people get healed by faith, sometimes nothing seems to happen. So is there any laws that govern it? Or is it just by happenstance, or maybe God's up there on a throne and saying, this person's going to get healed, but this person won't. And God's up there making all these little decisions. Now, is that what's happening? Or is there some principle that if we understood the principle, the same thing would happen again and again? It's like science. They say something is scientific when you can put together the formula and give it to another scientist. The scientist can repeat the formula and he will get exactly the same results. Remember this cold fusion these guys come up with a few years ago? Other scientists took the formula and they couldn't duplicate it. Said, well, you guys must have done something wrong because we can't duplicate this cold fusion. So really, there was some problem in the original formula because it could not be duplicated. Yet Edison, when he invented the light bulb, he gave the formula and the process to somebody else. They could duplicate it exactly. We've been duplicating it ever since. Every time we make a light bulb and we plug it in, just about every time anyway, it works. And because the principle is followed, every time the principle is followed, you screw in the light bulb, works every single time. But maybe when Edison was first putting together his first handful of light bulbs, maybe there's a handful of them didn't work because they didn't have the process down completely. It's interesting, when they first started building railroad bridges, a lot of them collapsed, and a lot of people thought they would never be able to create a railroad system in the United States because so many bridges collapsed, killed so many people, it would just never be feasible. But eventually, they started making the bridges better and better and better. Now you never hear of a bridge falling down, unless it's an earthquake or something. But when they first started building those bridges, they fell down regularly, and a lot of people thought, we will never be able to have a railroad system in this country. We should abandon it because we can't make a bridge that will support it. Well, they solved these problems. Now, the same thing with spiritual principles. As we learn them, maybe the principles of healing, for instance, sometimes healings work, sometimes they don't. We have to apply a little bit more scientific mind and find out what we did right when it worked and what we didn't do right when it didn't work. What did we do right when we felt some presence, some spiritual presence come down and assist us? And what didn't we do right when we saw it, a spiritual presence, and nothing happened? What was different between these two things? We study the differences. But the thing to look for, if you want to have a spiritual experience, is the point of tension. As I said, let's go back to the rubber band, the airplane powered by the rubber band. Has everyone flown one of them? We used to use them when I was a kid. I haven't seen one for a long time. But can you still get them? Oh, okay. I haven't seen one for years. But you wind up that airplane powered by the rubber band. Every wind gives it more power. And this is the way it is if we want to invoke a higher power in our lives. We have to wind up until the point of tension is reached. Now let's talk about the winding here, the things we have to do to wind ourselves up until the point of tension is reached so we can have a true spiritual experience. The first wind. What's the first wind?
Desire.
That's a good one. Desire. We need to desire it. Nothing's going to happen until we desire it, whether it be physical or spiritual. If you want to make $1 million, if you don't want $1 million, you're never going to get it. If you don't want a higher presence in your life, you're not going to get it. Okay? You have to want it. Okay? Is that enough? Or is that just the first wind? Okay, that's the first wind. Just got a little twist on the rubber band now in the airplane. Somebody on looking, say the person that owns the airplane, can look at it and say, well, the person must want this airplane to go somewhere. He started to wind it. It's not prepared to go anywhere yet, but at least it looks like he wants it to go somewhere. Okay, what's the second wind? What? Willingness. Willingness to do what?
To have the experience. To have the higher energies in your presence. To be healed of whatever it is you're
doing. Willingness to make a change.
Okay. Could we say willingness to receive? Does that sound like a good one? Okay. Willingness to receive. That's another wind. Okay, what's the third wind?
To have heartfelt intent. Your intent has to be genuine.
Okay, remember the words of Tennyson, which I really like a lot. My strength is as the strength of 10 because my heart is pure. I always felt that was an inspired statement. If your heart is pure, your strength is as the strength of 10. It's very powerful to have a pure heart. What could you be doing to have an impure heart?
If you want it for selfish reasons or for...
Right. I want God to come down here and help me hustle all the women on the block here, you know. I want to be more attractive so I can, you know, everybody think I'm a really hot shot. Okay. Would that be impure intent? Okay. What would be pure intent? There's a number of things we can do to have impure intent. It's very difficult to have pure intent. Matter of fact, to have pure intent, you just about have to examine yourself every day and look at all the motives that we've done during the day. Look at what you did when you woke up in the morning, what you did at noon, what you did in the evening, what you did with your closest relationships. How was your intent carried out? Was your intent pure? Or was there some reason behind it for selfishness, for ego, or for some other purpose for self-gratification? Or were you going through your entire day with pure intent for service, for helpfulness, for just harmlessness, and to just do your best to live your life the best that you know how to live it? Were we doing that? Okay, pure intent. That's an important wind of the propeller. What's another one?
Meditation.
Okay. How can you apply meditation to bring forth one more turn to bring more tension? What does that do?
Putting attention to that desire.
Yeah, meditation is really focusing your attention, isn't it? So by focusing your attention, if you're going to wind up the propeller, if you aren't paying attention, the propeller may go off and hurt your finger. Have you ever done that when you were a kid? Winding it up, get it tight, and not paying attention, all of a sudden it starts going and puts a cut in your finger or something. Okay, you got to pay attention as you're winding it up. So you keep it winding up properly, or else it's going to go off at the wrong time, and you're going to lose all your attention. If the propeller goes off prematurely, you lose all your point of tension that you've created, and you got to start all over again. It's kind of frustrating for a little kid to have that happen, but I remember it happened to me a number of times. So we have to focus attention through focusing our mind and our thoughts on that which we want to accomplish, whether it be spiritual or physical. Okay, one more wind is to pay attention, meditate by one form or another, by focusing attention. Okay, what's another wind? Yes. What?
Perseverance.
Yes, maybe you've put a couple winds on it and it feels like you haven't done anything yet. You know, if the rubber band is loose, you wind and wind and wind and nothing happens. Maybe the rubber band's broken. So you got to keep on winding. And then pretty soon what happens? You feel the tension begins to build. Ah, something is happening. But the first few winds, it seems like nothing's happening. You wonder if, maybe if you haven't done it before, you wonder if anything is going on. If you're putting salt in a glass of water, put a few pinches in, nothing seems to happen. Put another few pinches in, just disappears. Nothing seems to happen. And then you put a few more in, something begins to happen. And this is what frustrates many people when they're seeking one thing or another. When they begin their work and they work for a period of time, nothing seems to happen. But really, things are happening.
Thanks for listening to the New Age Christian Synthesis podcast. If you found that what you heard rang true for you, or you're interested in finding out more, please visit J.J. Dewey's website at freeread.com.